Mrs. Weasley's voice was lost amid fresh shrieks and screams from the portraits in the hall. George made to shut the door to drown the noise, but before he could do so, a house elf edged into the room. Except for the filthy rag tied like a loincloth around its middle, it was completely naked. It looked very old. Its skin seemed to be several times too big for it, and though it was bald like all house elves, there was a quantity of white hair growing out of its large, bat-like ears. Its eyes were a bloodshot and watery grey, and its fleshy nose was large and rather snout-like. The elf took absolutely no notice of Harry and the rest. Acting as though it could not see them, it shuffled, hunchbacked, slowly and doggedly toward the far end of the room, muttering under its breath all the while in a hoarse, deep voice, like a bullfrog's.
"Smells like a drain and a criminal to boot. But she's no better. Nasty old blood traitor with her brats messing up my mistress's house. Oh, my poor mistress. If she knew the scum they've let in her house, what would she say to old creature? Oh, the shame of it. Mudbloods and werewolves and traitors and thieves. Poor old creature. What can he do?"
"Hello, creature," said Fred very loudly, closing the door with a snap. The house elf froze in his tracks, stopped muttering, and then gave a very pronounced and very unconvincing start of surprise.
"Creature did not see, young master,"
he said, turning around and bowing to Fred. Still facing the carpet, he added, perfectly audibly,
"Nasty little brat of a blood traitor it is."
"Sorry," said George. "Didn't catch that last bit."
"Creature said nothing,"
said the elf with a second bow to George, adding in a clear undertone,
"And there's its twin, unnatural little beasts they are."
Harry didn't know whether to laugh or not. The elf straightened up, eyeing them all very malevolently, and apparently convinced that they could not hear him, as he continued to mutter,
"And there's the mudblood, standing there, bold as brass. Oh, if my mistress knew, oh, how she'd cry. And there's a new boy. Creature doesn't know his name. What is he doing here? Creature doesn't know."
"This is Harry, creature," said Hermione tentatively. "Harry Potter."
Creature's pale eyes widened, and he muttered faster and more furiously than ever.
"The mudblood is talking to Creature as though she is my friend. If Creature's mistress saw him in such company, what would she say?"
"Don't call her a mudblood,"
said Ron and Ginny together, very angrily.
"It doesn't matter," Hermione whispered. "He's not in his right mind. He doesn't know what he's..."
"Don't kid yourself, Hermione. He knows exactly what he's saying,"
said Fred, eyeing Creature with great dislike. Creature was still muttering, his eyes on Harry.
"Is it true? Is he Harry Potter? Creature can see the scar. It must be true. That's that boy who stopped the Dark Lord. Creature wonders how he did it."
"Don't we all, Creature?" said Fred. "What do you want, anyway?"
George asked. Creature's huge eyes darted onto George.
"Creature is cleaning,"
he said evasively.
"A likely story,"
said a voice behind Harry. Sirius had come back. He was glowering at the elf from the doorway. The noise in the hall had abated. Perhaps Mrs. Weasley and Mundungus had moved their argument down into the kitchen. At the sight of Sirius, Creature flung himself into a ridiculously low bow that flattened his snout-like nose on the floor.